Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. What's up, my friends? Hey, it's Brendan, and I hope this message finds you, your family, your loved ones, your team, safe and healthy and happy and remaining optimistic, remaining strong. Because listen, as this global pandemic continues and carries on, more and more and more people are getting trapped in that feeling of fear, that feeling of scarcity, that feeling of, oh my gosh, will this ever end? Will I survive this? And listen, it is a scary time and it is a difficult time. And during that, then we must, as hard as it is, demand something more from ourselves, because it's not normal conditions, right? And I know how easy it is to say, yes, I know it's hard and it's normal, not normal conditions, so I'm just gonna bow out right now, Brendan. I'm gonna take a pauser. I'm gonna pause my entire life. I'm gonna bow out. I'm gonna avoid, distract, quit, like disappear into my comforts. And by the way, I know some people are doing that, and it has created this big controversy of, okay, is this, you know, some battle right now between, you know, personal development, spirituality, and people talking about, hey, you should just be coping with this. And some other people saying, hey, you should be moving through with this. And you're hearing this big debate of peace versus productivity. And those who espouse productivity and moving ahead and engaging this as a role model and summoning the best of who we are,
sometimes that's misconstrued as saying, don't cope, don't take time, you know, don't, you know, give yourself an opportunity to rest or recover. And listen, I'm here to tell you, this is not a binary conversation of either you rest and cope or you keep moving ahead. That's called a false dichotomy, right, y'all? Y'all know what I'm talking about? That's a false dichotomy. It's not rest and recover and cope, or be productive, focused, and move ahead and confident each day. It's not either or. Because real coping is understanding that you must actively rest, actively recover, and actively have a sense of purpose or mission or things to do each day to move your life forward, even if it's small little things. And so I just want to point that out because, you know, I've never, ever, ever had so many people say, you know, things that were just so uninformed by either personal development or psychology or just general, like, working with other people. Because listen, you can be empathetic right now with other people. Like many of you, you've got teams, you've got people you lead, you've got people you serve, you've got people who you take care of, your family is counting on you. You can absolutely be empathetic and empowering. But what I won't be, and I made this choice, and it was very hard at the beginning because I thought, you know what, if I'm still going to tell people not to forget their dream, if I'm still going to tell people, yes, the world is chaotic, but you know what? That means you've got to adopt the role model mindset, because a year from now, you're either going to be proud of how you dealt with a difficult time in life, or you're going to go, you know what? I really let myself go. Or you know what? I quit. Or you know what? Really? I just stopped trying and I kind of hit on the couch the whole time waiting for it to pass. Now, I'm somebody here who is not against you being on television, I'm not against you sitting and watching television, even though that's become like what a lot of people think about me. That is not what I'm saying at all. If you want to, you know, have some Netflix or Hulu or Disney and watch some television at night, no problem. And people say, well, but Brendan, some people just need a whole weekend to do that. I'm like, fine. But we're months into this thing. If you are on the couch for months at a time, disengaging, not doing things actively to care for your family, care for your health, care for your mission, for your team, that's not healthy. And let's not pretend, well, they're just coping, Brendan. I'm like, no. Listen, yes, we all have different styles of coping. And I'm the person that from day one, I said, everyone's gonna cope with this so differently. Because I've been coaching and training and working with people one-on-one for 2 decades. You know, a lot of armchair, you know, personal development people right now are saying, oh, well, you know, just let people cope their way through this and we'll all get through. And they're very enabling with poor habits. But I'm the high performance habits guy. I care about how you're performing for your family right now because they're watching. See, if we don't care about our performance, what are we going to have during this pandemic? We're going to have a greater emotional contagion that is disassociation, that is disengagement, that is those things of avoidance and seeking like comfort or simple pleasures at the cost of those difficult actions to take, those small movements each day to keep moving life forward. Because listen, you can have both. You can actively recover, rest, and cope. Because listen, every single day, I'm still making sure I do my meditation. I'm still making sure I get a walk in or a meditation in. I'm still working really hard to get those 8 hours of sleep in, which is really hard right now when there's lots of stress. I'm still making sure I'm focusing on my breath. I'm still making sure that every 50 minutes I get up from my desk, I close my eyes, I bounce in place, I take 10 deep breaths to reset my eye strain, to open up my lungs, to move the lymph around my body a little bit, get some water. I'm still making sure I talk to friends. I'm still making sure that I have time to kind of like chill with the book or to watch a show with my lady, Denise, who many of you all know. So I'm still, yes, actively caring for my health. You can and you must actively care for your energy and your recovery and your coping to be a high performer. We found that in the world's largest study of high performers, if you've read High Performance Habits, it's chapter 2, right? They generate energy. How do they generate energy? By protecting it, by making sure that they're doing things to release the tension in their life in healthy and productive ways. Now, this is where now I start getting judged by everybody online who are like, oh, well, Brendan, you're just telling people to work, 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 grind, grind, grind. I'm like, have you seen anything I've said for 2 decades? I've never been the grind, grind, grind guy. I don't think I've ever said go grind to somebody. That is not my language. It's not what I believe in. I believe in mission-driven work that makes you happy, that makes a difference. And it's not about working till you die. I've always been about enjoying your lifestyle. And right now, you can do that. You can every single day make small steps and make progress and be proud of yourself and take those moments and those beats to rest and recover. I think that's so important. So please don't make in your mind in any way that there's two separate things, that there's coping, rest and recovery, and then there's doing stuff. Because listen, high performers are all found out. If you don't actively cope, rest and recover, when you are doing stuff, you will be burnt out. And when you're burnt out, you're less creative, you're less good with people, you're less kind, you're less patient, you're less actually focused on doing things. So you have to rest and recover. I know you all know this, but I think that this world has gotten so focused on that. And I'm always telling people, hey, Les, judge less, feel better. You know, so for those who've been throwing, you know, hate at me for asking people to still believe in their dreams, to not give up on their dreams, to continue each day doing something to move the needle forward, no matter what it is. Because listen, even if you've completely gone in that super coping mechanism, or let's say for those who have really had massive mental health issues through this crisis, even any decent therapist would say, let's still find some things for you to do each day. Sometimes that might be you took a shower today. Sometimes that might be you washed the dishes, you made the bed, you remembered to feed the kids. You know, it can be simple things. So I'm not asking anybody to climb Kilimanjaro right now. I'm saying don't forget your dream. I'm saying don't forget you got a mission. I'm saying don't retreat so much into comfort and distraction that you don't engage what is real right now. And what is real, my friends? What's real right now? Crisis, need. People need you and you can show up for them. That's true. We are being called to serve right now. We're being called to help right now. We're being called to be positive voices in each other's lives really right now. If you've ever going to demonstrate your best self, why would that not be now? Because if you won't do it now, what does that really say about your values and judgment? You know, what does it really say? And by the way, like I said, it's fine if it took you a week or two to get yourself together. It's fine if you're still upset and discouraged. I'm still discouraged each day. I still feel doubt each day. I still feel stress and overwhelm. Those feelings spark up, but feelings don't have to own you. Feelings don't have to stop you. Listen, my friends, feelings are signals. Feelings are signals to explore something, to gut check something, to act on something, but those signals don't have to be the thing driving the car. You can say, you know what, I feel doubt and I'm still gonna take a step here. You can say, you know what, I feel discouraged today, so I'm still gonna cheer somebody on social media or text. You can still move forward even when you don't feel perfect. And I think that's one thing right now is so many people, they're like, I don't feel perfect. And so they're just so discouraged. I'm not as confident as I used to be. I'm not as motivated as I used to be, Brendan. I'm like, yeah, because you know what? There's a lot going on right now. There's more on your shoulders right now. There's just more on our shoulders right now. And when there's more on our shoulders right now, sometimes that can dampen down. Like if your energy is like this, it can just knock it down a little bit because it's more weight, right? There's weight of the world on you. There's weight of the economy. There's weight of your family and the expectations of the people around you. And so if you're usually up here, and you feel a little lower right now, that's okay. That means it's really important for you to really focus on your good habits. Because if you're usually up here, and the weight of the world is on you now, tamping you down, and you give up your positive habits, bam, you know, you're in trouble. So listen, you can feel the feelings. Those are signals. You can allow everything right now. But the question is feeling and allowing going to prevent positive movement forward? And I'm like, no. I'm like, yes, feel the discouragement and allow it, but then explore it. Why do I feel discouraged? Oh, that's why I feel discouraged. Now, what would I like to do with that discouragement? Do I just want to sit with it here, which is okay? Do I want to feel it, explore it, just observe it, let it pass through? Do I want to check it? Do I want to challenge it? Do I want to see what this is about? Do I want to explore it logically too? All those are good options. So please hear me. I'm not the person saying there's no good options. I'm not saying there's a right way for you to cope or feel your feelings. Your feelings are your own. You never have to explain your feelings except to yourself. And you're the only ones who know whether or not your emotions are enabling a detachment from life or an engagement with life. Whether your emotions are cheating you from feeling the full expression of your purpose. Because listen, I'm not here to say that any emotions are good or bad in themselves. You can feel them and sense them. But could any person who's ever coached somebody or any person who's had any experience in psychology say, you know, there are good habits and there are habits that lead to not positive things? I think we can all recognize that, listen, coping by eating 40 gallons of ice cream for 2 months, probably not a good coping mechanism. We should be fine and free to hold ourselves to a standard to say, I recognize this. I've gone a little too far in my coping, right? Let's all be honest with ourselves. Listen, I'm ultimately a coach. And as a coach, I've always got to encourage people to hold themselves to high standards and be honest. To be honest about their own behavior. Either your behavior is supporting you in your coping right now. Either your behavior is supporting you on how you're assisting people. Or your behavior right now is not. And listen, that's all we can do. That's all we can do. So I'm not here to judge. I'm the guy who created the hashtag, judge less, feel better. But I'm also here to tell you, listen, as I'm watching and I'm talking to you right now, you can see I'm locked in my house right now. It's a good place to be locked in, but I'm locked in. I'm locked down. I'm having to face the thing everybody else is, you know, get things done, move things forward. But I also started this new hashtag as of right now, hashtag locked down, but fired up. Locked down, fired up. I've been telling all my friends, like, how are you doing, Brett? I'm like, you know what? I'm locked in just like anybody else. I'm shut in. I've been under stay orders for almost 3 weeks now here in Puerto Rico. And so I'm locked in. There's nothing, nowhere to go, nothing to do. You know, we can't even drive our cars except on certain days of the week. Like, Puerto Rico is very in front of this thing. You know, the first U.S. territory, first U.S. state, it's not a state, but out of all U.S. states, we had our own stimulus package right away. We immediately said, hey, let's shut things down and really protect people. So I've been shut in for 3 weeks. And I'm here to tell you, locked down, fired up. You get to choose how you're going to meet this thing. You get to choose that. That is the greatest of the blessings. And I know so many people say, oh, Brendan, you don't understand. I've got this situation or this situation, this situation. I'm like, oh, I understand. Nothing you're going through is new to me, because I talked to people this week who've lost family members already to coronavirus. I've already talked to this week business owners who had to shutter their entire life's work, shut down their business. And I'm not somebody who talks to them empathetically. I'm paid to help them through things like this. And I've been doing this for 20 years. I've seen everything in human behavior, watched everything in human development, and recognize how difficult things can be. I get it. Trust me. And I also had the blessing when I was 19, and many of you as well have read a simple book called Man's Search for Meaning. And when you read that book and you read Viktor Frankl's recounting of his experience in the Holocaust and how he even says the last of human freedoms is the ability to choose one's own attitude. Let me say it again. The last of our human freedoms is the ability to choose one's attitude. They can tell you to stay inside. They can't take your attitude. Your business can close. You can get laid off. The kids are home. Everyone's up on your grill in your house now. You still get to choose the attitude. What an extraordinary blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a reality. What a responsibility. I say let us not make the emotional contagion as bad as the thing itself. I say that some people during crises will choose, they will demand of themselves, they will hold themselves to a high standard. Do I want to be a positive guy every day? No. Is it part of my purpose? It is. I will fight for it. I will struggle for it. I will summon it. I will change my body. I will change my thinking. I will do my high performance planner in the morning. I will eat healthy. I will do it all. Listen, we can all turn to shopping. We can all turn to the couch. We can all turn to eating. We can all turn to drinking. We can turn to all the bad things. And everyone will go, but that's just people coping. I'm like, yeah, and that's okay for a little while. Until it starts hurting your performance towards what you care about in your life. Until it starts hurting your behavior with your family. Until it starts hurting your behavior at work. Until it starts hurting your behavior and how you lead others. Until suddenly all those things that feel like, oh, I'm just tapping into comfort, steal from our own strength. Steal from our own reality. And so I really wanted to just speak with you and share with you, my friends, that it's not a binary conversation. Be at peace, cope, rest, and recover. Or be productive, do something each day to move your life forward, care for those in front of you, demand something from us. I am going to be the person who is empathetic, but never enabling. Let me say it again. I will always be the person who is empathetic to my communities. I will never be enabling in the way in which I can find some reason to justify habits that we know ruin health, ruin relationships, ruin productivity, ruin a sense of satisfaction, fulfillment, and joy in life. Listen, we know what makes people feel happy, joyful, satisfied, productive, creative, and those are specific habits. And they don't sound like 6 tubs of ice cream every night. It doesn't sound like a month or two of moping. It doesn't sound like a month or two of disengagement from life. Like I said again, I'm cool if you got to disengage for a weekend or a week. But man, if you can disengage for a month or two, maybe you've disengaged too much from purpose. Maybe people around you need you and you haven't been recognizing that as you withdrew into yourself. Because what happens when there's crisis, we get selfish and we get self-protective. So what do? Well, things are scarce. So you take and you forget to give. If you take too long and you forget to give, your soul knows the difference. And so what are you really coping for? To protect yourself or are you destroying yourself? These are difficult questions. I don't pretend to know all the answers. I don't pretend to think that this situation is simple or easy. From the very first outbreak and cases of infection in the United States, I sent out notes to my audience and I said, it's going to be a long haul. And there's 3 things I would do if I were you right now. Number one, right now, pre-frame your mindset. Decide what is your mindset going to be going through this thing. And I told my audience, please adopt the role model mindset. Adopt that role model mindset. Say, you know what? I'm going to go through this. Yes, I'll experience all the feels. My emotions will be my own. I'll allow that and all that. And I will at the same time know it's going to be a long-term thing. And if something's going to be a long-term thing, let me go through it so that I'm proud of my behaviors later on. But more importantly, that the kids see me handling crisis well. That the team sees me handling crisis well. That my audience sees me handling it well, even though it's hard. I'm not making anything easy. That's a big misunderstanding about me right now. I am saying right now, baby, I got to adopt the role model mindset because I'm trying to be of service to people. That's it. The second thing I said to everybody is, listen, optimize your wellness and your health right now. For those who think I'm just a blowhard talking on social media right now, I unlocked my wellness masterclass for my entire email community for free for 14 days. We've had thousands and thousands of people going through my courses and my programs right now for free. We've been giving away and giving away and giving away, trying to meet this demand and this challenge. And, you know, I've been round the clock working over in overtime, but still managing my health and wellness because that's everything right now, right? So you've got to have your good habits, your good behaviors in motion. And the third thing I've been telling everybody, skill up. You got to skill up. This is going to be, and I said this, what, 90 days ago? This is going to be a long-term, difficult economic impact worldwide. So wherever you are, it's time to skill up. If you've been waiting to learn how to do, you know, online marketing, then learn that from us. If you've been waiting to figure out how to be more productive, learn that. Like right now, instead of consuming just entertainment, re-engage. Open up your online courses, watch them, read those books, try all those things that you've been waiting to try to get skill. Because listen, the skills that you're gonna need in the next 6 months, you better start developing them now and not wait. I can't believe how many people are like waiting for the stimulus package and it's only gonna be about stimulus. I'm like, the stimulus package is gonna get you through a month or two. What about the next 6 months? What about the next year? That's what we got to be focused on, y'all. And I know you know this, but if you're really focused on the long term, you are developing yourself now, not hiding out and hoping it blows over. Because those who will survive this economic storm that we're having, this economic crisis, it's going to be really hard. Listen, I've had friends who just had to shut their businesses. I know dozens of people are laid off, and many of you guys know I've been laid off and I've lost jobs and I've screwed up business in the past in my life. I'm not preaching to anybody. It's super hard. And it's required to develop yourself. If there's ever going to be a time that you're going to do deep introspection, if there's ever going to be a time you're going to reconnect with the good people in your life, if there's ever going to be a time you're going to optimize your health and wellness, make it now. Make it now. If it's ever going to be, this is not something that's gonna pass quickly. Skill up, get strong, get ready. We're in a long, long fight, my friends. So from day one, I've been telling people that. This week upcoming, I've already, 2 weeks ago, I opened up one of my marketing crash courses for $1 to my community. If you're not on my email newsletter list, make sure you get on it. Go to brendan.com, get on my email newsletter list. We released the Wellness Masterclass to my entire podcast community. You can click the link in my bio and take my entire Wellness Masterclass for free still. We're about to take that down, so make sure you go to Brendan Show Podcast. The link is in my bio on Instagram, and you're able to take that Wellness Masterclass, hear the whole audio. That piece is for free. What else? This week, I'm opening for the first time in 2 years my Total Product Blueprint program, which is our advanced program on how to do virtual and online digital offers. So how do you do things that don't involve inventory or product? How do you do things that don't involve, you know, an office? Things that we can do like this right here to earn. So we teach, you know, how to do paid group coaching that's virtual. How do you do paid live casts that's virtual? Paid webinars that are virtual, that kind of thing. That's Total Product Blueprint. Please watch for that. I'll be announcing that via my email list again and on my podcast, The Brendan Show. We're doing everything. Like, I'm double town. Because listen, you know what I've asked all my friends this year? Whatever you do good in the world, double down on your goodness. Whatever you do good in the world, double down on your goodness right now. Double down on your good habits right now. I understand if the last weeks was scary and uncertain and you needed some time to cope, but realize we're in this for the long haul, so you better develop some skill and strength right now. How do you develop some skill and strength? Get that discipline. Challenge yourself each day. I didn't want to shoot a live today. You know what I'd like to do? Nothing. And I'm here for you, just like I've been every day for 15 years. At some point, our purpose lifts us from our simple needs of comfort. At some point, Our purpose asks us to do something every single day, even if it's small, to move that sphere of purpose forward every single day. Every single day. We're here for the long haul. I'm here for you. I'm locked down. I'm fired up. Hashtag lockdown, fired up. Listen, we can be locked in our houses. It doesn't mean we need to quit life. It doesn't mean we need to quit our dreams. We can be here together. Yes, rest. Yes, recover. Yes, cope. Yes, feel all the feels. Own the emotions. Allow the universe to do what the heck it's doing. And show up for yourself each day. Show up for the kids each day. Get stuff done. You can do that. We need you right now. This is your moment. This is not something that is happening to you. This is something that is empowering you to challenge yourself, to be proud of yourself, to demand of yourself, to learn new things, to care for your family. This is not something that we should bemoan. This is something we should be real about. We should see it and we should meet it as our best selves. There's a difference between hating everything that happens in life or honoring what is by facing it, owning it, coping through, positively acting through it, leading with compassion, serving other people. You, if there's any time in your life felt like you didn't have a mission, you didn't have a purpose, you didn't know what to do, look around you. People need your encouragement. Text 5 people today, a voice text, and say, hey, I want to give you some inspiration. You're awesome. I appreciate you. Every single day, 5 people. Leave them a voice text and encourage them. Call your family. Reconnect. You know what? You haven't looked at the finances in years. Open up the credit card bills or the invoices and the things. Do the work. Hey, you haven't had that difficult conversation with your spouse about how you want to live together? Guess what? You're locked together, so you'd better do something now. You are given the grace of a reset. Don't throw it away. The whole world just got reset. Why would we not use that to redefine ourselves, recommit ourselves, reconnect, re-energize, recalibrate, skill up, and serve? I hope that you've enjoyed this session. For those who are watching with me right now on Instagram, please know that we're going to pull the audio from this and we're going to put it up on my podcast called The Brendan Show Podcast. The link is in my bio, and you can get The Brendan Show anywhere you listen to podcasts: Apple, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever else you listen to your podcasts. But we'll put the, every day I'm gonna go live like this. We're gonna grab the audio, we'll throw it up on The Brendan Show. I'm creating a new series. The series is called Striving in Chaos. Striving in Chaos. And I didn't call it Striving Through Chaos, because I don't know where the through line is on this one, y'all. This is going to be a long-term challenge for the world. And as soon as we can own that, we skill up. As soon as we can own that, we get out of our pity parties and we go, okay, let's face it. Let's get ready. Let's skill up. Let's get ready. Let's shore up our house. Let's shore up our finances. Let's find new ways to create, contribute, serve, earn, grow. This is your moment. So I'm locked down and I'm fired up. Smash that link in my bio, if you would, on my Instagram. And please subscribe to The Brendan Show. Listen to that first episode that's already up. It's called Striving in Chaos, Daily Habits. It's my entire daily routine that I've been implementing the last 3 weeks to stay sane, stay healthy, serve other people, still remain, you know, comforted in what I'm doing, and productive. And productive. Listen, every single day, you wake up, boom, you've been handed a spear of purpose. I say, throw that spear forward, let it land, march towards it. On the way to connect with that spear of purpose, you will be met with hills and challenges and obstacles and good guys and bad guys, but you can inch forward to that every single day. You can inch forward every single day. You can inch forward even if you're stuck in 400 square feet. You can inch forward even if you got 5 people living in your house now, 7 people, 8 people. You can inch forward even if you lost your job. You can inch forward even if people don't understand. You can inch forward even if you feel alone. You can still move towards that sphere of purpose, towards that horizon line, towards your mission, towards your dreams. Because if we don't do that now, year from now, when we look back how we handled these months, It will be a psychically negative experience. We will go, dang it. Dang it. I rested. I said I was resting, but I rested for 2, 3, 4, 6 months when I really should have been coping, recovering, actively resting each day, and doing stuff, and inching forward, and making a difference, and caring for people, and recalibrating, and reconnecting, and skilling up. It's our time. This is not something that has to shut everybody down inside. Listen, unless you get sick, unless you get to the hospital, unless you are affected by COVID-19 as an infection in which you are hospitalized or you experience the trauma of losing somebody, which literally millions of people around the world are likely about to experience, you still, in those experiences and beyond them, have the ability, as Viktor Frankl taught us, going through the most horrendous experience in history at the Holocaust, said, you still remember the last of the human freedoms is one's ability to choose one's own attitude. Let's face this thing with grace, with compassion, with courage, with a commitment to living our high ideals. Because you know what? God forbid anyone in our community watching right now get sick, and here's what I have to tell you. Take care of yourselves and your family. Care for your health and wellness. But I'm also here to say for everybody else, hey, what if you get sick in 3 months? And what if it is your time? What if it's your time in 3 months from now? What if you only got 3 more months? At the end of that 3 months, you're gonna be happy that you knocked out on the couch for 3 total months watching Netflix and didn't do anything? Or you're gonna be happy that you use this time to recalibrate, tie up some loose ends, reconnect with some people, say you're sorry, forgive, take care of yourself. And you went out being your best self. You went out living your best. You went out choosing to show up when it was super hard. You went out as your best self. I know that doesn't resonate with everybody. I know I'll be judged for it. But that's why I started that hashtag, judge less, feel better. You do your own thing, y'all. I'm here not to enable poor behavior. I'm here and I've spent my life to empower a positive mindset, to empower good habits through and through, especially when it is hard, especially when it is hard. And it is difficult right now. And so I see you and I celebrate you, because if you're in my community, you're showing up, you're doing your personal development, you care, and I appreciate you. On this day, I have so much gratitude for those of you who are still showing up, still living your life. On this day, I have so much gratitude for those who are on the front line, the people who are still out there, who aren't locked away, who are out there serving, who are out there have to still carry on where they're still in threat, because the whole world isn't shut in. It's still moving. It's still going. There's still people outside. There's still people helping one another. And they're heroes right now. They're doing stuff. It's just like, oh my God, feel grateful for that. I posted it today on my Instagram. I said, you lived one more week. Did you find something that you appreciated that you forgot? Did you recognize other people? Did you learn something about yourself? Did you learn to care more, be more compassionate? You got one more week. You're still here. If you're watching this, you're still here. God bless. That means you got the spirit of purpose this morning. You can toss that thing forward an inch every single day to being a better version of yourself. If you'll do that now, I am here to tell you, I believe a year from now, you'll look back and you'll be proud of yourselves. The people around you will say, thank you for leading during that difficult time. Thank you for showing me how I could show up during that difficult time. God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate you. You were an inspiration right when I was down, right when it was hard, because it's hard for everybody. But some of you are showing up. Some of you are serving. Some of you are caring for the world. And I love you for it. Thanks for being with me today. The audio of this will be on the Brendan Show podcast, which you can click the link in my podcast or click the link in my bio here and listen. I appreciate each of you. And I'm going to see you every day for the next 30 days. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in. I've got paying members coming in. I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area. If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.